Want to hear a joke? So last night I was lying in bed and I'm reading a horror story in Braille, and I had to put it down because I could just tell something bad was about to happen. I could just feel it. Great way to start the next episode of Driving Inspiration Podcast. But the topic today, can't be dad jokes, huh? But the topic today is no laughing matter. And that is, if you've got something preventing you from moving forward or being the best that you can be, really shining in the world, then often it's something from your past. It could be a limitation. It could be a limiting belief. It might be something that has happened to you or something that somebody else did in your life, or maybe even an experience that you went through and the effects of that are limiting you. So I want to share, it's a big topic, but I want to share just a couple of things today that I'm hoping will really help and propel you to be able to move forward. And the first one is something I learned many, many years ago. And that is that oftentimes events in the past, things that happened to us or around us, didn't actually happen how we think they happened. Often the past doesn't happen how we think it did. But what I learned in something called Landmark Forum, feels like eons ago, is that when something happens or something is said, what we do as human beings is we make up literally our story of what happened or what was said. And often that's not actually what happened. Or we've taken a belief from it as an example. So here is a couple of instances. So I remember as a kid, I must have been no more than 8, 9 years old, maybe 10. And I remember my parents, I could overhear a conversation they were having talking about my elder sister. My sister's 5 years older, her name's Anita, she's really cool. Love her dearly. But they were talking about her. They couldn't see me, but they were talking about how smart she was, how intelligent Anita was. What do you think I made that mean as her little brother? I made it mean that I wasn't smart, that I was in fact dumb. Is that true? Be careful. So why do you think for many, many years, and I still do this, study like a madman? Because it felt like something was missing. So it's another thing about what we do when we feel something's missing in our lives from our childhood, we often seek it out. If we didn't feel loved as a child, we seek out love. If we didn't have a father figure or a mother figure, that's often what we seek out. For me, it was lack of education. So that's what I sought out and still do. So that's the first thing. So if you can identify what stories you've created, because oftentimes people don't even speak to each other, family members, for example, friends, but it's generally the stories that we've created and we think we're right. And that leads me on to another point. How often, maybe you're different, but how often do you think the average person says the words, I'm wrong, you are right? Pretty rare on the big scheme of things, would you agree? So why do a lot of people make other people wrong? You did this, you did that. But if people don't very rarely admit that they're wrong, why would we make them wrong? Again, maybe not you, but if you look closely enough, perhaps you do. Maybe somebody you know personally. Interesting, isn't it? That the past doesn't happen how we think it happened. Often we make people wrong. I remember reading How to Win Friends and Influence People years and years ago. And there was a guy called Two Gun Crawley. It's been a long time, so I'm paraphrasing with the story. They called him Two Gun Crawley. This guy was caught in broad daylight shooting a police officer and had done many bad things. But when the police surrounded him, he was in a building. They're literally on the mega speaker saying, you're surrounded, come out, else we'll shoot. And he didn't come out, so they shot this place to smithereens. And when they went inside, he was lying in a pool of blood, dead. And he had written a note just before he died. And it said, I wouldn't harm a fly. I was only protecting myself. That was somebody that was killing police officers and other people in broad daylight. So even he didn't admit he's wrong. So why do we do it? It's no point. So it's really looking at taking responsibility for our own actions. Final thing with the past for now is that when you look at the past, even if something bad happened, you may not think about this and you may not agree with me, but if you look closely enough, I promise you, you will find it. If something negative has happened, something that you consider really bad, there will be positives that have come out of it. I promise you. So opening up to you more than maybe I should, but I'll share this because I want you to develop and learn and grow. So I had a daughter. My son is in the back of my car right now, Levi. Say hi, Levi. I had a daughter, Andy Sophia, who passed away after 3.5 days of life when we were told we had a happy baby. It was through a C-section. And it was horrific. I wouldn't want to put my worst enemy through this. But even though it was so horrific and still affects me to this day, in some ways, you'll never be forgotten. The social worker taught me something amazing, that you don't get over such things. You need to learn to live or live through it, because if not, it just holds you back for the rest of your life. But when I mention the reason I'm sharing this, when I mention that there's positives that come out of the most horrific situations, this little guy here would not exist if Auntie Sophie was here. I didn't want any more children. You know, we bought a beautiful dog called Frankie. We moved at the time from Sydney to a place called Caves Beach, a beautiful home. We took holidays and spent money that we wouldn't have spent. You know, life became so much more precious, all out of something so horrible. So look for whatever your experience is. And a thing I learned is everyone's got a story and there's no right or wrong. Somebody's cat might have died and for them that was their whole world. You know, I get it, it's all relative. So I'd like you to look at the stories that you've perhaps created, because again, you've made them up from something that was happened, something that was said. Look at taking responsibility, not making others wrong, but actually taking responsibility for your own actions and then correcting it if you really want to. And thirdly, looking for the beautiful things, the positives that have come out of some limiting or horrible situations, because you will find them, and that can help you learn to move through rather than let it hold you back. And that way you can actually move forward to be able to shine and be the best version of you. Hopefully that's helped. It's a little bit deep. I say it's a massive topic, but let me know if you have any questions at all. Please like this video, please share it. Let's get this message out there. And if we can help you in any way, reach out from the details below. I'm Adrian Law. Have a great day. Have an awesome week. And I'll speak to you soon. This is Driving Inspiration Podcast. Bye for now.